This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's name is to be removed from a New York clinic. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
In the era of cancel culture, no one is safe. Even the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood of Greater New York has decided to remove the name of its late founder because of her harmful connection to the eugenics movement. Sanger was finally recognized as a racist white woman by more than 350 current and former staffers, as well as 800 donors to the abortion company. Lila Rose, the founder of the pro-life group Live Action, responded to the decision tweeting, "The evil that Margaret Sanger started when she founded Planned Parenthood 100 years ago pales in comparison to the atrocities the corporation does today. Every day, Planned Parenthood kills 900 babies. 900 irreplaceable, precious human lives destroyed." Pro-life advocates have been arguing that Planned Parenthood was founded on radicalized eugenics, and abortion groups have been denying those charges, saying that those claims are politically motivated and taken out of context. But now, the business seems to be admitting Margaret Sanger's racist past. Planned Parenthood spokesperson Melanie Russell Newman says that Planned Parenthood, like many other organizations that have existed for a century or more, is reckoning with our history and working to address historical inequities to better serve patients and our mission. To that end, the Planned Parenthood architect was a major proponent of eugenics, which the newspaper has defined as a discredited belief in improving the human race through selective breeding, often targeted at poor people, those with disabilities, immigrants, and people of color. In 1916, Margaret Sanger opened her first clinic in Brooklyn and has been celebrated as the feminist icon and champion for reproductive rights, more accurately described as abortion access. In 2016, Planned Parenthood admitted that their founder had spoken inappropriately, but excused her quotes by saying that overall she was well-intentioned. But 4 years later, they have adjusted their stance, and Planned Parenthood's New York board chair, Karen Seltzer, said about the removal of Sanger's name that it is both a necessary and overdue step to reckon with our legacy and acknowledge Planned Parenthood's contributions to historical reproductive harm within communities of color. Reverend Dean Nelson, executive director of the Human Coalition Action and a black pastor, says that this decision is long overdue and demands that more action be taken. He said that you cannot acknowledge the racist person and history without admitting to the racist vision that has resulted in nearly 80% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities being located within walking distances of black neighborhoods. This is the fulfillment of Margaret Sanger's vision. It is unconscionable that the taxes of Americans go to an organization with racist founding and mission. There is no redeeming Planned Parenthood's tainted origins and current-day racist practices, and I call on Congress to follow Planned Parenthood of Greater New York's lead and fully defund Planned Parenthood. As Planned Parenthood looks at its own history and makes corrections regarding celebrating their founder, let's pray that their eyes will be open to the truth about the murders they commit every single day, and that it will stop, quickly and completely. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.